office. And by doing that, that basically changed the bylaws of this organization because the interpretation could not finish my thoughts.
Point of order. I think a motion to accept the minutes is on the floor.
Can we deal with the minutes and then we'll come back to it?
Just one other
question. On the minutes, okay.
This is Jabari's kid. Just one other substantive issue. Page one, with the election of the officers, Marion Barry was nominated, and then he declined the nomination. That's not reflected. He declined the nomination.
Thanks for that.
Right. Yeah, he did.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so with these corrections.
You're listening to a live broadcast of the Interim Pacifica National Board from Washington, D.C. This originates in New York City. I'm Larry Bensky. I'm hosting this from Berkeley, California. You're listening to KPFA or KPFB in Berkeley or KFCF in Fresno or KPFT in Houston or WBAI in New York. Possibly other stations as well. Stay tuned.
Okay, the second item of business this morning is a report from the Executive Director Search Committee, and I assume Marion Barry, who's the chair of that committee, will open this up.
Madam Chairperson and the members of the committee met by teleconferencing on last Thursday to discuss where we would be going. We met approximately an hour and a half yesterday. I don't have a list before me of the people on the committee. Let me see if I can remember. Teresa Allen is a member of the committee. Well, let's start. I'm the chair of the committee. Leslie Kagan is a member of the committee. Kara Spoon is a member of the committee. David Furtick is a member of the committee. Ray, what's your last name?
LaForest.
LaForest is a member of the committee, and Teresa and Allen is a member of the committee, and Bert Lee. There are seven of us. Six of the members of the committee met yesterday. Leslie had a conflict because of a meeting with the WBAI meeting. Bottom line is that on last Tuesday morning, the 9th, I think, of January, I made a tape advertising the search. We'd agreed to cut it off by the close of business on Wednesday. Bottom line is that we received 13 applications. It was a view of the committee yesterday. We had begun to narrow it down. There was a view of the committee yesterday. I think Carol Spooner made this point. We really need more time to search and to have a broader search for this very important position. So we agreed to extend the search for 2 weeks. We're going to advertise it as broadly as we can and publications on the website, as well as I'm going to make a much more effort to make a better tape on this to get it played in all five listen areas on a very massive basis. Get those additional resumes. We're going to narrow it down on the telephone with the seven members of the committee to about five persons, and then we'll have a in-person meeting with the five candidates. And I don't know when the next board meeting is going to be. I assume it would be less than a month or so. I don't have an idea.
We'll discuss that later, but I'm going to recommend mid-March.
In March, okay. By that time, the committee will have a recommendation to bring back to the full board.
Sure. May I just
quickly? Yes, David, yes.
I would like to note that Houston member George Barnstone has expressed an eagerness and willingness to work on the executive search committee. I don't think we should turn on any offers of help, particularly for somebody with his experience. And so I would move that the board accept him as a member of the executive search committee.
A second on this?
Second.
Okay. Is there any opposition to including George Barnstone on the executive search committee? So hearing no opposition, I read that as the will of this body and so done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions or concerns relevant to this? Yep.
Jabari Zakia, have you formalized the job description and the criteria so they can go out on the website and, you know, just those kind of things?
Yes. We have the job description.
Oh, is it the plan of the committee to present one nominee to the board or a slate of nominees to the board from this process to consideration?
One.
Okay.
What we will do, as we go along with this process, we will keep the full board informed as to our progress in terms of how many applications we got in, how far along we are in the process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, great. Okay.
We're very mindful of the need to get this done as quickly as we can. But on the other hand, we want to try to get the best person that we can find to do this job, because Pacifica deserves no less.
Former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry.
Let me just
take advantage
of the fact that this is being webcast and, again, hopefully broadcast on several radio stations, that the search is still open. If people have resumes, want to get them into our national office, to please do so as quickly as possible. Pete?
Yeah, I'd like to, knowing the importance of the period of time that we are in and the juncture of many issues and the importance of having an executive director in place, at least in an interim basis, I would like to move forth and suggest that the board consider Dan Coughlin as an interim executive director.
Coughlin was former
let me do this.
Director.
Since we're here
network,
and people are listening, why don't we give the fax number for our national office? Marianne, what is it? I don't have it. What's the fax number?
202. 248-9844. That's the fax number for people to send in resumes. Or else if they can call the office and speak to Joyce Snowden for if they need more
information. Joyce Snowden. Joyce.
Okay, Pete made a motion.
Madam Chair,
I second
that.
Madam Chair, that's an item on the agenda. That's not on the agenda at this time, right?
No, he is raising his though under the...
I thought you had put it on the agenda at a certain time. It's not appropriate at this time.
Okay, might I suggest that the next agenda item is national staff and office. So maybe it would be appropriate to take it in that place. There's the proposal to deal with the fact that we don't have an interim or any, executive director.
Madam Chair, we also have people that we might want to consider also... do we submit those names at that time?
For what?
Yes.
For interim, because he's going to make a motion for an interim.
Right. He made the motion. My suggestion is that I believe we're done with this agenda item, the reports on the executive director search committee, so we can move the agenda. Let me just open up on the next agenda item is an update on the national office and staff. It's a little embarrassing, but I do not have enough information to let people know who is actually on staff right now. I'm trying to get that. There's been a lot of flux and change, so we are trying to get that. I know Jabari, because of the look at the financial records, has a sense of that. But one of the things that obviously needs to happen is to stabilize the staff situation and get a handle on who is doing what and what the jobs are there. Jabari, do you want to add anything on this item?
No, I have a list of the people who are on the payroll.
Okay.
Okay. The national office has nine positions, let me put it like that, on the payroll. Three of those positions are currently not filled. That's the executive director, assistant executive director, and we don't have a comptroller.
Because there's four.
Excuse me. Well, yeah. That's what I said. There's no executive director, no assistant executive director, and no comptroller. We have a contract person acting as the assistant to the executive director.
And I believe there's no development director now either, because Joanne Meredith was both.
Excuse me. And also, Joanne Meredith, who had been national development director, who was temporary interim executive director, who just resigned, so we no longer have an executive director, a national program director, a national development director, a national program director. You get the question.
Okay, so we're getting a picture here. Let me just actually, I'm sorry to intervene here. I was just passed the correct fax number. Again, especially the people listening to the webcast or the radiocast on this. If you are interested in sending in a resume to be considered for the executive director position of the Pacifica Foundation,
or any other.
or any other of these positions, I assume. Or if you want to communicate with us about anything, the fax number is 202-234-7487. 202-234-7487. Thank you very much. Okay, so back to the agenda item. That is the current update on the staff situation. My feeling is that we really do need to put somebody in place who can serve while the search is going on for the permanent position, and hopefully that will be done. You know, the decision about that, the hiring and the putting a person into that position is moving along as quickly and as reasonably as possible in terms of the timing. Please. So in the meantime, though, there are many, in the normal course of things, there's a lot of work at the national office. This is not quite the normal moment. There's transitions happening on the national level and at the various stations. And that it really is the most responsible thing for this board to do is to appoint or name an interim or acting, whatever word we want to use, interim or acting, executive director to help work with us in this transition period. So with that in mind, Pete, I know, made a motion. I don't know if you want to make it again because now we're under that agenda item, so we'd like to make a motion.
I would love to make the motion to consider Dan Coughlin as interim executive director.
Can I second that motion?
Is it consider or appoint?
I would like to appoint, but
that's,
I think that there should be.
Well,
okay, to appoint.
To appoint him as
okay,
president.
And Teresa had seconded before, but now George is seconding and Ray. Okay, we have a lot of seconds. Okay, Marion.
Madam Chair, President, Pete and others, I really think we ought to consider someone that's already in the organization that we know a little bit about. I believe that this is a very important decision. If you ask the 13 of us who are present, I would suggest that most of us don't know this individual, have never seen this individual in our lifetime. Not that I don't distrust what people know about the person. And we need to find a situation that brings us together rather than keeps us being divisive. I don't have a name in mind who works for the organization now, but at least we ought to have some internal discussion about is there anybody, and I know it's a delicate subject to do in public, that's already working for Pacifica, Pete, that we know that will at least keep us moving together, because I don't know who this person is, and most of us don't know who the person is. And my experience has been, when you hire someone, even on an interim basis, you know, at least have had a chance to talk with the person, or at least see the person. Or Mr. Coughlin walked in the room right now, most of us not know who he is. And more importantly, though, nobody asked you anything. Be quiet.
Please, please be quiet, please.
Well, that pisses me off.
I know.
Okay.
Please, folks, again, we really appreciate it if you can just hold.
I'm trying to have
you know,
a discussion.
Right, it? If you want to talk,
well, we should point out.
Right, but please let us do our business.
Dan Coughlin worked for many years for
please
Pacifica.
Please let us
do our business. Now, he's news director of Pacifica.
Madam Chair,
Marion Barry has only been on board for about 3 months.
About the concept of whether or not we ought to look inside, because this position is very, very key, even on an interim basis. Because the executive director, even though it's called interim, will have all the powers of the director. And this important position is too important for us to name somebody that nobody even knows. We'll give you an example. Suppose the search committee brought back to this board a recommendation for a permanent director that had never been interviewed by any of us on the search committee, that had never been brought before the board for any kind of information and dialogue. That would be disrespectful on the board. But be irresponsible. So I think that is irresponsible of us to bring into the organization someone that's on the outside of it that nobody knows except a few people. I would urge us to think about, is there anybody inside that we can look at?
Ray and then Janice and Carol wanted
to. Madam Chair, I'm saying that factually, what your statement just showed that you have a relatively short contact with this institution.
Absolutely.
Dan Coughlin was last.
Please.
Director of National News for Pacifica.
I know who he is.
Okay. I support his nomination specifically because it is an important position. And this is why I'm suggesting that we choose him.
I know Dan about 10 years as a reporter, as somebody who shows tremendous courage under fire, tremendous skills, somebody who lost his job, as a matter of fact, for willing to put his position on the line for keeping this institution in the direction in which we hope it's heading now. Somebody who has the intelligence to learn very quickly and enough administrative skills and experience with the institution to get us moving very quickly. And I strongly recommend that we vote for him. Thank you.
Chair,
I have Janice and Carol next, and then we'll come back to you, Mary.
I want to second what Ray before us just said. And I also don't think there's anyone in this room who doesn't know who Dan Coughlin is. I know you said if he came in, you wouldn't recognize him.
Well, I'm
but
one.
I think everyone here knows him.
Well, I'm one. I don't know.
Okay. But everyone here knows him and they know his work.
Everybody
does. Carol? Except you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we? We're going to Carol and then back to Marion. We'll get after Carol and Marion. We'll go again.
Carol Spooner.
I think that Dan would make an excellent acting or interim executive director. I've been aware and known Dan for quite a while. He's, his attention to detail, his great energy, his vast knowledge of the Pacifica network and where things are, I think would be of great service to us. I know that some of the board members have only been on the board since September, which was after Dan's tenure here was concluded, so you may not be intimately aware of him, but those of us who are, I think, have had very high opinion of him. So I support the motion of Pete.
I have Mary next, and then James, and then Jabari.
I
have
you, Bert.
Okay.
This is
Madam Chair
from Washington, D.C.
Some of us are aware of who he is. Unfortunately, his performance and or his actions while he was a part of Pacifica are some of the issues and questions that we have, particularly as it relates to the labor and the union side of it. And there are some specifics that I think we have people here who are prepared to go into detail, not that we need to do that. The only issue that I'm raising that around, you know, I'm not opposed to him. I mean, I don't think Mr. Barry is opposed to him.
No, he doesn't know him.
Please, let's not interrupt, Ray. Thank you.
And am I back?
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Thank you. The only thing that we're saying is that if we are attempting to try to bring this organization together and to bring people, we have differences of opinion and different approaches and different styles and a lot of different things. And the only question that I'm raising is that do we want to bring someone to be the executive director at this particular time, you know, with whom there are some questions about their performance when they were involved with the organization before. And that's all that I'm asking.
I'm Chairperson. Can I take my place?
Okay, fine. And then James.
I'd like to ask for extensive discussion on what were the circumstances around his departure, what were his performance while he was here as the National News Director, what's his attitude about staff and labor, and all those kinds of questions that were, Mr. Lee inferred that there was some controversy around him leaving, that his performance was not up to par while he was here. So could I get some extensive discussion on that point?
Okay, I'd like to call the people who indicated. Let's get the people who have already signed on.
How do I get the discussion on who he is?
Maybe some of the people will speak to that. So James is next.
James Ferguson.
We've actually listed the issues that I was going to raise, Madam Chair.
Okay, I had Jabari next, then David, then Rob.
This is Jabari Zakia. I can understand this issue of process and then this issue of person. I kind of agree with the issue of the process, because there was an inquiry made to me by Verna Avery Brown, who's in Washington, who many of us know. She inquired before I knew that this was about Wednesday, I think, before then Joanne Meredith, the acting director, resigned. And I advised her that she should submit her resume for consideration and go through the process. So there is the issue of process, irrespective of the person. So I told her I could not make that decision, and that I would advise her to submit the resume to you, I advise her to submit it to the board, and it would be submitted to the right body. So there is the issue of process. Now, saying that, of course, we're in a situation that is unique because we don't have somebody there, and there is a need. So I'm just saying there is a need to weigh what we should do as far as being deliberative and having a clear process, but also the necessity to get somebody in the position.
Okay, I have David next, then Rob, then Carol.
David Purdy.
Yeah, I agree with Bert that, you know, this is hasty. It was hasty when we met for the executive director search committee, giving a couple of days' notice to get the resumes in. We're going to decide this week. And we considered doing that because we recognize, I think the whole board recognizes, the emergency we're facing, particularly with Joanne's resignation suddenly on Friday. Due to us to actually have to act as an operational board, we got to stop that and we got to get an operation in place. Now, we're going to take our time and due process for the permanent executive director, or permanent as it gets, but an executive director that will hopefully be vetted as to the principle and policies and their goals and the mission, and I think they're truth-telling, and there's a real issue here, because staff with whom I have spoken have consistently expressed their concern that they have been unable to tell us the truth, unable to tell prior board members the truth. And we went into that as recently as last night at WBAI, and the relief. Well, I keep saying, ding dong, the witch is dead. You know, the relief that now they can actually be free to speak their piece. And I think Dan, having stood up and spoken the truth, was something that the board needed then and needs now. And to really, at this point, operate as a technician, someone who knows the machinery, somebody who has been inside but has stood up and told the truth, is something that I think we can rely upon and trust. I think it's a very good addition. And I think we should proceed and let this machinery start running again so we can take care of business. Thank you.
Okay, so I have Rob, then Carol, then James.
Rob Robinson from Washington, D.C. I was on the board in October of 1999. We had a meeting in Houston, Texas. The following day, the Monday after the meeting in Houston, Texas, the executive director of Pacifica, Lynn Chadwick at the time, sent a memorandum to Dan Coughlin indicating that he was being reassigned from his duties as director of Pacifica Network News to an unspecified position. That memorandum indicated that this decision had been made by the board in Houston at the meeting in Houston. This was not the case. Neither the executive committee of the board nor the full board was aware that this was taking place. I spent the entire month of November, because once Dan was reassigned, Verna Avery Brown, who was at the time the anchor for Pacifica Network News, refused to go on the job unless Dan was there because of some of the abuse and the difficulty that she had with the staff. A number of us on the board spent the entire month of November trying to resolve the issue of this reassignment, which had not taken place with the understanding of the board. There was no cause for this action, and there was really nothing that we could see that Dan had done to cause this, except for the fact that I think one program had mentioned the fact that there was this confrontation going on at KPFA in Berkeley, and everyone knew that that was the case. Unfortunately, Verna left Pacifica. She was given an offer, which she accepted, and she left, and Dan was reassigned to unspecified duties. Ultimately, he additionally was bought out, more or less. There was nothing, and I spent more time than any other member of the board trying to understand what took place at that point. There was nothing in Mr. Coughlin's performance that suggested that he was anything other than a very conscientious, good manager. There were some controversies at Pacifica Network News, but there was nothing to suggest that he was anything less than conscientious, that he was anything less than scrupulous in upholding the mission of Pacifica. And I agree, this is not the way we have to do, we should be doing these things, but we're in unusual circumstances. However, I can tell you, based on my experiences with Dan and what took place at the time, the issues that cast a question on his performance were really the way in which he was treated at the time. There was no cause for the reassignment. The board was not involved in it. And while I would agree that this is not the way we should act, if an appointment like this as an acting director can be done for a specific period of time, 60 days, 90 days, then I think Dan would be an ideal person to work with the board and lead us out of this situation. I do think that the search committee should follow through on what they do and come up with the final recommendation.
Okay, Carol and James next.
Okay, and then I'd like, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Carol Spooner.
I think the different issues and concerns of the board have been pretty well articulated, and I wish that we had the luxury of time. I don't think we do. I think we have to have someone in the office on Monday who can pick up the reins and help us as an executive. We can't be the executive director as a board. So certainly this is not ideal, but it is the situation we're in. Our executive director delivered her resignation on Friday. Understanding the concerns of the board members and that we all have different history and different sources of information that come from different places and perhaps different friendships, I don't know. I don't think right now is the time to go into all of those things. I think we should just bring it to a vote. And at some point, I just like to call the question.
Okay, I understand that. I'd like to ask you, though, to hold on the calling the question. James and Bert both indicated they would.
Then I can get back in.
And let Marion speak again also. I want to make sure everybody is heard.
The three remaining.
Madam Chair, I do want to address the issue of labor concerns.
James Ferguson, who's
primarily because if, in
Marion
fact,
Barry and Bert Lee. All of whom seem to be in opposition to Dan Coughlin's nomination as temporary executive director.
Before, we are about to go into a period where we will be addressing labor issues. As you know, this morning we had a meeting with one of the concerns. And the message that would be sent out to the public, that at least to labor, that in fact not only do we have concerns that we probably created, but now we're bringing in someone who has problems with labor. I would argue that in the final analysis, it might end up being that people will call us anti-labor. So I would be concerned that bringing him in would be a problem.
Okay, we have Bert, Marion, and then Ray.
Okay, I'll be very brief. I lifted this up by raising the question a few moments ago. And again, part of what we have done over the past day or so that we've been here and ever since I've been on the board is that, you know, we get involved in all this mystery and mystique. Specifically, what I want to say this. The party that I'm talking about, who is prepared to speak to the issue right now, is the AFTRA shop steward who is prepared to share the concerns that they have. You know, we've opened this up in an open forum, and I'm saying you're asking us, or someone has put forth, and we have a vote that we're about to vote on. You know, and we're going to vote on this position, which is most important. As James just said before me, you know, we're trying to establish some positive relationships with the unions. We've got some issues and problems. We met, you were there this morning for breakfast, and they indicated some of their concerns. And is this the sort of signal that we want to give if we're talking about trying to bring harmony into the organization? That's the only question that I'm raising. And as Mr. Barry has said, if, you know, perhaps we could find someone who is presently in the organization to do the same thing. That's all that's being said here.
Thank you. Marion was next, and then Ray.
Madam Chair, first and members of the board, I would like for Carol or Pete Branson to give this board and this public some information about the professional history of this person, his qualifications for this job. And after that's done, and also in that discussion, I want to know, is he available immediately for the job? And after I get that information, I want to make a motion, an amendment.
Okay, can we, Ray was next, so can we get Ray and then...
No, I would like to get the answers to this professional.
Okay, and then Ray, yeah, is that okay? Yeah. We'll come back to
and
the
after I get the information,
no.
I want to make,
want
I still have the floor.
Pete?
No, I believe maybe Dan Coffin himself might be better suited to answer those questions, easier.
No, I don't think we should
okay.
do that.
No, that's not right to be asking about that's
I was just going to say...
To answer Marion's question?
Can you answer the question, Ray?
No.
No.
Rather not.
Okay.
And somebody
Janice and Rob both indicated that they would help.
And I appreciate Rob's comment about it. He gave me some information.
I know.
Very
Janice wants to
Rob might know a little more about what happened
Janice
in D.C., but I worked with Dan when he was Amy Goodman's producer.
Okay.
And when Democracy Now!, in the very beginning, he was with her. He was he's a technician. He knows programming. He knows people. That was a national show. So he knows people across the country and around the world. I worked with him for at least a year, probably more like 2 years. Then he became the Pacifica National News director. And
for how long?
Somebody's going to have to help me. I know it was at least a year.
Who knows?
Okay.
Well, 14 months.
14 months.
And the news, unfortunately, if you've just begun listening to it, it was quite different than it is now. It was comprehensive, it was engaging, and you heard voices from different communities, and it was just a much better, as the term that Mr. Ferguson uses, was a better product. And he knows news, he knows Pacifica extremely well.
He's had management experience?
That's right. He manages the Pacifica National News Network.
Is he ready?
Can I intervene for 1 second here? Does anybody else want to answer the question? Because now I just want to suggest that because there is a history, and because there is a concern.
What you say, a history? What you say?
That is that Dan was the director of Pacifica National News, right? That there is a history there, and that we do have now a staff working with us at Pacifica National News, and they do have a contract that that whoever was hired in this position would have to be, that we would go on, that we're saying publicly right now that the union contract has to be honored, that no arbitrary decisions can be made by whoever is in this acting position, that if there are concerns, that they have to be, you know, go through the proper channels, and that I would, because there is a discussion that needs to be had about our news, issues raised by those people who used to be stringers for the organization and are not now, they've raised concerns, that we need to, as an organization, have that discussion and not have the acting executive director take unilateral action in relation to the Pacifica National News staff. That might help in this particular situation.
Is Mr. Coughlin available for immediate...
Yeah, my understanding he is available.
Let me just say for the record, and I want to make a motion, that my raising questions about Mr. Kaufman has nothing to do with his qualifications or personalities. I just didn't know him, that's all. And I think I have a right to do that without being viewed as not being for him or against him.
Yeah.
And that's just a responsible position
to
take
as
a member of this board. So I don't want him to think or anybody to think that I'm trying to deprecate or try to tarnish his reputation or his professionalism.
Right.
Now, my motion.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor
already,
we have Ray and Lee.
Madam Chairperson, at the time I have the floor, I have a right to make a motion, amendment.
Okay,
to
let's hear the motion.
My motion is that this board ask Joanne Meredith to reconsider her resignation and failing to get her to reconsider, they would then proceed to do what the board wants to do.
Okay, let's Ray was on the list.
Sorry, this,
wait,
I want to make a point.
Wait a minute. A point of order.
I just made the motion, Madam Chair.
He made a motion. We have a previous motion on the floor.
And I have a right to make a substitute motion. Ask parliamentarian.
Yes,
I know what I'm talking
ask
about.
Ask the parliamentarian.
One second, we're asking.
That's right.
We're double checking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Substitute motion. I can't
okay,
do that.
One second, we're checking here.
You know what you're talking about.
Marion Barry, of course, is former mayor of Washington, D.C., and a former member of the D.C. City Council as well.
I'm going to be like Brett Lee. I hate this.
I'm sorry, Marion, you're just not that good looking.
One of three remaining representatives present today of the old Pacifica majority installed by Mary Frances Barry and her followers. The lineup might be as much as 10 to 3 against them on various votes, but we'll wait and see. There's also a lot to say about the union and after question, and we'll get to that when we have a break.
Right now, and the board is chair is consulting with the parliamentarian on a substitute motion.
We're also hearing the voice of Earl Maitland.
And we're also hearing WBAI New York. Obviously, this is a trilateral broadcast coming from New York. Two spots in New York and also from Berkeley, California. Let's go back to the proceedings, the Pacifica National Board meeting in New York City.
On the main motion?
Okay, we're double checking again.
Okay, substitute motion.
We're looking into it. Okay.
All right.
We're broadcasting from Berkeley, California. I'm getting a feed from New York, so we don't know who the parliamentarian is, but apparently there is one present, and there has been other have been other conflicts about procedural matters in this board. Last couple of days.
What I would like to do, first of all, Ray has had his hand up for a while.
What did he tell you?
Based on the input from the parliamentarian.
What did he tell you?
Who has had their hand up?
What he said was
I thought
that,
I was next.
No, Ray was next. You were after Ray.
What did he say?
That's true. What he said was that the first motion gets proposed, seconded, debated, and acted on, and then a second motion. What I'm willing to do, though...
Wait a minute.
I'm willing to do is, because the chair doesn't have the right to do this, is to, first of all, finish the full discussion. Ray was next, and if Bert wants to say something, too. Consider Marion's motion, and then go... I'm going to take it out of order, but consider that motion
because
of the content of it, it would impact on the other one.
What do you say you want to do now?
Hear Ray. He was on the list.
Okay.
Hear Bert.
Then what you want to do,
Act on your motion,
and then
act on Pete's motion.
Or then act on my motion, then Pete's motion.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Okay, Ray.
I just wanted to add...
Ray LaForest from WBAI, Local Advisory Board of New York, member of the National Board.
Considering that, I want to support what Carol said, that not only the executive director resigned, but that the board felt necessary to remove the program director, the station manager at WBAI. And considering the crisis that's facing us in many of the listening areas, that we move, that these are special times, not of our own choosing. And we're reacting to them as best we can. And unless somebody can bring serious proof of any alleged malfeasance, I suggest that we proceed with this question.
Okay, we have Bert.
Bert,
again.
Washington, D.C.,
the question
the old
that
board
I have
majority.
Is that we're eventually going to get to vote on a motion on an individual board position. And I think that the board, the total board, is entitled to as much information as they possibly can get on this individual. They are not someone who has come through a committee that is set up to fill the position that we're trying to put them on a temporary basis. And my only question is that, is there anyone who would be opposed to having the AFTRA shop steward at least giving the concerns that they have as it relates to this individual when they were in the position? That's a question to you.
Right, that's a question if anybody has
that's
that.
Right,
right.
Sure.
I believe Carol wants to...
Actually, I am opposed to that occurring here in this forum. The AFTRA representative did speak with all of the board members, including yourself this morning at a breakfast meeting. I think we did hear from him.
I think we are aware of the issue,
and I don't think that this is the proper forum to have that issue raised again. I think we are aware of the issue. I certainly believe I am.
Then I would ask, then, would the maker of the motion withdraw that motion at this particular time?
I would ask Carol to withdraw her objection. If the ASTRO representative would like to make a two-minute comment, let's just hear it so it's in the record of this meeting. Let's hear the comment. I think in the spirit of hearing the diverse voices of this foundation and having things
Thank
in the
you,
record,
Madam
we
Chair.
Should we should do that.
Thank
if that's
you.
Okay, I would really encourage the board to not challenge that ruling by the chair.
In the spirit of that communication, would you also suggest that there be another individual who can speak as an alternative voice to the ASTRO representative?
Well, no, I think that many people on the board have been speaking to that. So if there is somebody from ASTRO in the room who would like literally 2 minutes.
Where is the person? Don Rush. Where's Don?
No. The ASTRO representative, I believe. I don't know if he's in the room.
He's walking over now.
Wait a second.
I thought the question was, the proposal was the ASTRO representative.
Do we have someone here?
Who represents? Here he is. Okay.
Kenneth Green.
Kenneth Green, right. Okay,
oh,
2 minutes.
Green.
2 minutes.
Precisely what am I being asked to respond to? I just want to make sure.
Comments or thoughts or insights about what we're discussing now, the proposal to ask to appoint Dan Coughlin, as the interim or acting executive director of the foundation.
Well, I fully recognize that ASTRO does not like to get involved in what we refer to as managerial decisions. That's not part of our purview. For the purpose of setting a record straight, I will state a fact. You do what you wish with the facts. It's prerogative as a board. There's only been one period of time during our well over 20-year history with Pacifica in which there were labor management disputes and disarray, and that was during the time Dan Coughlin was the supervisor down there. He had a dismal labor record. I state this as fact. There's documentation supporting everything I say to the extent to which management... The entire bargaining unit was ready to resign because of allegations of abusiveness, irresponsible actions taken in on his part, arbitrary actions taken on his part, which were not supported. In fact, despite management telling Dan to undo the inappropriate things that he did, he refused to do so, and the executive director had to come down to the Pacifica office to override Dan Coughlin. I have never come across a manager as disrespectful to a union contract and disrespectful to its employees, and the record supports that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for offering those comments. That's right. We just asked him if he wanted to make some comments. He made the comments. Are there any other comments? If not, I'd like to move
Carry
to
my
a,
motion.
A vote. We have
my
the,
motion.
The motion for Marion.
My motion is that this board would ask Joanne Meredith to reconsider her resignation.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay. Let me just also say, and maybe we can move right to a vote, but let me just say so everyone knows, I had a conversation with Joanne on Friday actually asked her, would she consider staying on staff, even not as executive director, to help us? She said no, that she had thought about it, and that she had considered that was one possibility, and that she really did not want to. She felt it was time to move on, that she felt that with new leadership in the foundation, that it made sense to have, consider new leadership at the staff management level as well, and that she was, prepared to move on. I'm just sharing that as information.
Chairperson, I get the impression.
But
that's
not to say we couldn't ask her.
That may be the case, I'm sure it is. But that I get the impression that because of her commitment to right and wrong and to this foundation, that if this board asked her to reconsider, I think she would do so, and I think she would come back.
Can we move to a vote on the motion? The motion was...
Can you clarify for me the ruling on the prior motion? I didn't understand the ruling.
The ruling was that we would take Marion's motion first and then move immediately to a vote on Pete's motion.
Marion's motion?
I just want to see. What I would like to do is move this because there are, again, several other agenda items.
Absolutely.
And I know people have planes to catch and trains to catch and stuff. So I would like to move it. I think there's been a very fair and open discussion here.
I think so.
I would like to see how many people do want to speak to Marion's motion. Are there other speakers to Marion's motion? Okay, one speaker, and then we'll move to the vote.
Madam Chair, I did talk with Meredith before she left.
This is James Ferguson.
And you're right, she did indicate that... She wanted to remove herself completely from the process. However, that was because she felt that the board would eventually move to remove her from her office premature to her contract, any future contract, or would not offer a contract. So instead of not being offered a contract or being removed, she decided to remove herself from the process. I'm not sure what her position would be if the board went to her to ask.
Okay.
If she would stay.
Okay. All right, thank you. So can we move to a vote? The motion before us is that the board ask Joanne Meredith to reconsider and to stay on as the executive director until the permanent executive director has been hired. Okay? Okay, so can we do a roll call vote on this? I don't have the list of names. Okay, thank you. Okay, Teresa
Cahill.
Allen.
No, Madam Chairman.
George Barnstone.
No, Madam Chair.
Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Branson.
No.
Janice K. Bryant.
No.
James Ferguson. We're voting on Marion.
Yes.
David Fertig. David.
No.
Ray Lord.
No.
Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Count Smooner.
No.
Jabari Zakia.
Abstain.
And myself, Leslie Kagan, no. So I believe it does not carry. It does not get the necessary votes to carry. Well, adding up the votes, so I just want to record it for the record.
Madam Chairperson.
One second. Let me just get the votes here.
And Marion Barrett's motion to have Joanne Meredith reconsider her resignation.
Motion fails by
three
yeses.
The motion that carry, we're moving immediately to the second.
Madam Chairperson.
I'm sorry, I had already ruled.
Nine
noes
and one abstention.
But nobody's called a question, Madam Chairperson. The motion is still on the floor. I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to be recognized.
No. I had moved that we were going to take up your motion.
I agree, but nobody called a question, though.
Yeah, Carol Spooner did call the question.
No, but she withdrew it, so I'm asking to be recognized.
No, but I ruled. I had ruled. Excuse me. Please, I think that we have been, allowing. I don't think that there's a question that people on this board have not been able to speak to this issue. I would like to move to the vote on Pete's proposal motion that was put forth and seconded by several people.
Madam Chairperson, can I have the floor?
Please,
can I be recognized?
Please, no. I would like to move the motion. I would like to move to the vote. Pete,
go.
Can you just the motion is to hire Dan Coughlin as the acting executive director for the Pacifica Foundation until the permanent position is until someone is hired as the permanent executive director.
Permanent information, Madam Chairperson.
Yes.
Is there a time frame on this appointment?
Well, is there a time frame from the search committee?
Yes.
So that's the same time.
60 days.
That's the same time frame.
60 days.
Okay, that's the same time frame then.
The
motion is that the executive, acting executive director would be in place until the permanent executive director is hired. So if that is 60 days.
60 days.
Huh? That's a modification of the proposal. Acceptable to Pete.
I'm moving to call the question.
60 days, Pete?
Yeah,
No, that's not what I said. Suppose it's 62 days or 48 days. The motion, that I'm suggesting, the modified motion would be that the board of the Pacific Foundation hire as the acting executive director of this foundation, Dan Coughlin, to serve until the permanent executive director has been hired. There is an understanding that the executive director search committee is moving as quickly as possible with an expectation that it will be 60 days, but that is not set in stone. But that the motion is, as soon as the permanent executive director is hired, then the acting executive director will step down.
Madam Chairperson, ask a question.
Let me make this ruling as perfectly clear as I can. Marion Barry is being called on to ask one question, and then we are moving to the vote.
Right.
Thank you.
The question, Madam Chairperson, I understand the motion. If the board makes a decision before 60 days, then that's what would be binding on the...
That's exactly the wording of the motion. As soon as the permanent ED is hired, the acting ED will no longer be the acting ED.
Thank you.
They'll be a permanent. Okay, so the vote. Again, let's do a roll call vote. All in favor of the motion, say yes. And those say no. Teresa Allen.
Yes, Madam Chair.
George Barnstone.
Big yes.
Big yes. Marion Barry.
No.
Pete Branson.
Yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
James Ferguson.
No.
David Furtick.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bert Lee.
No.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Count Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Kia.
Yes.
And myself, Leslie Kagan, yes.
It is 10 to 3, and Dan Coughlin is acting executive director of the Pacifica Foundation. We will attempt to get Dan Coughlin on the air on this broadcast as soon as possible to respond to the charges made against him by the AFTRA representative, Ken Green, and I'll also have something to say about that since I've had some dealings with him. This is Larry Bensky. You're listening to a live Pacifica broadcast of the Interim Pacifica National Board from New York.
Please, quiet, please.
This is WBAI New York.
Leslie,
Rob, yes.
I would like to revisit one issue, and I'm trying to make a motion here. I do think that it would be in the best interest of the foundation, and I think that Marion Barry's idea was good. I would like to move that the board do go back to Joanne and ask her to consider extending her her work with us, so that she can assist Jabari in the transition as the treasurer and also provide some coherence in her development activities. I would just like
In other words, to stay on staff in the position.
That she remain on staff, whether it's this development director or whatever, but I think that Jabari certainly continues to need her assistance in bringing the financial affairs back into order.
Second. Okay, so the motion is that the board ask Joanne Merritt to consider staying on staff in the development position and to work with the treasurer to assist in getting the financial stuff in order in this foundation. Jabari, do you want to comment on this?
This is Jabari Zakia. And not only...
Second.
Yes,
second.
It was. Ray and Marion both seconded.
The consideration is this. As hopefully people have heard, there's a lot of disarray in the books. I'm trying to get a sense of stability. And Joanne is very competent. And she would be a great aid to Dan, too, to at least find out where things are and to bring order to him and myself. So she could aid that process. And I think if we approached her right and She may be amenable to doing that.
Can I just ask, does anybody oppose this?
No. We move so
Pete, did you want to... I'm not cutting off the bait. I just want to say, yes. If we have a sense and are opposed to some people... I'm sorry, it was Pete and then James.
I would like that the decision to have that occur be with the interim director. I think the interim director will and should be empowered to choose a team to support the interim director through the transition. If the interim director thinks that Ms. Meredith would support that transition, that would be my rationale for developing that team.
James.
And that's not. Pete,
James was next. I'm sorry, Marion. James was next.
James Ferguson following Pete Bramson.
I guess question about what would she come back as an employee or as a consultant?
I assumed I heard it, the motion as an employee. The proposal was as an employee. Rob is saying he would certainly be open if she wanted to as a consultant. In other words, on terms that were mutually, suppose it was in terms that were mutually acceptable.
Yeah.
Does that do that? Can I also on the, speak to this for one second on what on the matter that Pete said? What we might do is word this language that we urge the interim, the acting executive director, to discuss with Joanne Meredith the possibility of staying on staff in order to serve in this capacity. So that we're going on record as wanting that.
Is Rob?
Madam Chairman, that's a different discussion. No, that's a different discussion.
I know. I'm asking the maker of the motion if that wording...
No.
No, you were not the maker of the motion. Rob was.
No. My proposal was that we, the board, ask her to help us sort those affairs out. I don't think for a minute that the acting executive director would have a problem with that. I think he would welcome it with open arms. But I do not accept that addition.
Okay, fine. So can we take that off the table? Can we just move to a vote on this?
Yes.
Okay. I think we can maybe do this by show of hands. Yeah? All in favor of the motion as stated, to that the board invite Ms. Meredith. That the board ask Joanne Meredith to consider staying on staff, specifically on the national staff, specifically as the development director, and to work with the treasurer to get the financial records in order. The terms of that, whether that is a salaried, you know, employee or as a consultant, to be negotiated, to be worked out, so it's mutually satisfactory. That's the proposal. Okay, all those in favor, please raise your hands. And any opposition? Okay, so is one opposed?
Madam Chairperson.
And one who abstains?
Madam Chairperson.
Vote is 11-1-1.
One opposition, and so it carries.
Madam Chairperson.
Yes.
On asking
I'd like
Joanne
to,
Meredith from the Jesse Wash administration to Assistant Dan
I'd like
Hoffman,
to move that during the period
director.
Of the interim director that no station manager can be fired without the direct approval of this board. So move.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
I would like to suggest that we have one speaker for and one speaker against this motion.
Marion Barry has moved that the interim executive director not be able to fire a station manager without the consent of the board.
Just so everyone's clear what we're doing here. Yeah. Can you restate the motion?
The motion is that this board vote that during the period of the interim executive director, no station from any of the five stations owned and operated by Pacifica Foundation, no station manager, can be fired by the interim director without the approval of this board. That's my motion.
Okay, I would like to have one speaker for the motion and one speaker against the motion. Okay. Move to vote. Okay, who's speaking for the motion?
I'm speaking for it.
Okay. That's fine, whoever.
Madam Chairperson, members of the board, we're trying to bring as much civility and stability and humanity and consistency with the mission of Pacifica to this board. We've had decisions made by this board which will affect the direction to some extent of Pacifica Foundation. The interim executive director has great power, as we have all noted, over the employees of the organization. We're going to come back with a permanent recommendation for a director. The interim board is going to be in business for only 15 months. And it seems to me we ought not to try to do things that would be interpreted as being vindictive or being a lynching or anything else as we go forward. And so it seems to me that we have in place five managers now, and I would like not to have to have the situation where we can't have a smooth transition so that Pacifica Foundation can get on with the business of its mission of being a voice, an alternative voice News, a voice for progressive, radical, revolutionary politics, for free speech, and for democracy. And it seems to me this is a reasonable motion to make, and therefore I urge my colleagues to support this motion, and then we get about the business of some other things before this board, as opposed to having to go